You ever start something and it seems like it's going great? You start making progress and then it starts to just slow to a halt. Has that ever happened to you? Well, that's what we're going to talk about this week on the Barefoot Philosopher. Hi, my name is Damien, the Barefoot Philosopher on Instagram, and this is the Barefoot Philosopher podcast, my journal of my running adventures and my new life with the Barefoot Philosopher, a theory on stripping things down to the bare minimum. I'm glad you tuned in today and I hope you're well. Let's get real close, real personal. Thank you for tuning back in. I'm recording this on December 18th, 2018, and it's been a couple weeks, I believe, since I've posted a podcast. I want to thank everybody who's been tuning into the podcast. That's been very beneficial to me. Some things have definitely changed since the last podcast. So last time, I believe we were talking about the return from Thanksgiving, what was going on there. Well, at this point, it's been a few weeks, and I've still been running, but I did jump off of my training plan, and then I actually started another training plan. I jumped kind of off of that training plan as well, and so I'm kind of just freestyling it now. I guess I'm finding out a few things. One is that no matter what, you're not going to keep yourself from injury, and so I'm not necessarily injured right now. But I've had to pull back a little bit because of just noticing things in my body, which is part of this journey. But I had some issue in my hip. And the good thing is I kind of know the root cause. And I've been doing yoga to try to prevent this type of thing. But it's just kind of showing the lack of that I haven't been running in the recent past as much as I am now, and so things are starting to show. So I'm still planning on doing the marathon, and for now, for the time being, I still plan on running 26.2 miles in February all at once in one day. I'm not going to do an official race. I'm pretty set on that, at least in February. I do want to do an official marathon in 2019, but I still want to do a marathon in February to see kind of where I'm at with that. But the results are probably not going to be at the level that I was planning on before. I'm pretty confident now that I will be able to finish it. But I wanted to run something like sub 4 hours or something like that. And I'm going to have to come to the realization that that might not happen. But I am going to finish a 26.2. The way I figured it out, I'm going to keep it kind of local. I have a great trail here right by my house. And so it's a paved trail, relatively level. There is a little bit of elevation here and there on it, but it's relatively flat trail. And I'm going to be able to run loops on that to where my family will be able to rehydrate me and refuel me and also kind of check up on me as I'm running this 26.2 miles. So that's the new goal. It's kind of the same goal. It's just that I'm not going to push myself as hard during this training phase to get like crazy speed or anything. I think it's just more important to build up the miles. I'm continually running almost every day, and I'm trying to do different things. It's just not on a schedule of a plan. Like, I don't necessarily just have time to be able to do the way that the plan is scheduled, to do it in the right order, and that may not be conducive of speed. But I think the best thing overall is that I'm running as much as I can, I'm running a decent amount every day, to just get my body used to the run, to get familiar with my mechanics and familiar with the breathing and all that. And I'm seeing a lot of progress in that. Like, I feel a lot less stressed in those later miles than I ever did before. I mean, before I would even maybe cross the 1 mile mark or just after the 1 mile mark, I would feel like, oh my gosh, I don't know how much further I can go. Now, at the end of my runs, I still feel like I have gas left in the tank. As far as aerobically or cardio, like I feel like I have enough left to go much further. But it's the body mechanics and that I'm not always sure, because afterwards, sometime there is a little bit of pain once the endorphins kind of wear off in that. And so I just have to be kind of cautious of that. But that's where I've been. So I also got myself a Garmin watch. I got a VivoActive 3 Music, and that's been working out pretty good so far. It was the best combination of all the features I needed at a price point that I could work with. And so that's been working great, and it's just been helping me track a lot of things. I think the best part is actually the tracking of stress and the tracking of the sleep patterns. That's been able to give me a lot of data that helps me understand different things. The sleep is amazing. Being able to read it, I haven't been sleeping amazing necessarily every night, but being able to see that, and then it helps me understand why, you know, at certain times when I wake up in the morning, I'm not feeling it. I'm able to see those REM sleeps and the reason why, you know, at certain times when I go to get up, I just feel drained. It's because, you know, I just started into a REM sleep and then got startled and woke up or whatever it is, or I had to start going at that time of day. And so that shows me, like, you know, what I can do is like plan out my sleep a little better, fall asleep at the right time so that when I'm getting ready to wake up, I'm ready. And also different things that happen. Sometimes I have some bad dreams, if you will. And I can see and track that on the app, looking in and just seeing like what I was, where the stress was at that period of time. You can see that that's way up. And, you know, what sleep cycle I was in before that. And it just kind of gives me an idea about what was happening. And I can also kind of journal, you know, what was going on that night, which I haven't really been doing as far as journaling, but I probably should. So anyway, all that data has been pretty good. Also then tracking my runs. And it also, one great thing is that I don't need to pull my phone out necessarily or get into an app and turn that on to track myself. It's right on my wrist and just a couple clicks and I can be into an activity and I can do it. And that's whether it's a run or cardio. And I've been able to put in a lot of cardio. When I'm not able to run, I've been doing that. I've been doing some cardio things, whether it's just playing with my 2-year-old son. Sometimes that can be some pretty awesome cardio actually. I've been doing some stair exercises and doing some burpees and things like that. Even did a burpee challenge with my 10-year-old son, so that was pretty fun. Whether you believe it or not, I kind of let him win the last round so he would feel really good, but honestly, he put in a lot of good work, and so he probably could have beat me anyway. But I also was battling a crazy heart rate, so he really did beat me, because I really couldn't do more burpees than him on that last round without having my heart rate just go insane, which is something I definitely want to work on. Once I get to a point where I can put out a good cardio workout and keep that heart rate at a regular pace, like a 160 or so, I think I want to shoot for, I'll feel pretty happy. Right now, it'll shoot into the 180s and that, and that's just a little bit much for what I want it to be at. It kind of scares me. Maybe it shouldn't. You know, I haven't had a lot of formal training, but at around 180, I don't like how my body feels, and then going up past that, I don't feel comfortable in that area. So I'd like to be able to put out a pretty decent amount of exertion and be at 160 and be able to just hang there. I think that would be great. And the thing about that is, because sometimes I have a really low resting heart rate, like at 50 or 60, So I don't feel like I should be on both extremes. So I feel like I need to be able to get that down. But I also started running at the gym. I was talking in the last podcast about how I might want to get like a treadmill or something like that. Well, I already had a gym membership. What kind of the gym that I'm a member of, it's a national chain where they have gyms all over the country, and they're all around me, but they're just not in the city that I live in. The closest one is like 40 miles. So if you're listening somewhere else in the world where you don't use miles, that's maybe 50 or 60 kilometers away. So it's kind of far to just be able to like, okay, I got an hour here where I can run, or I got 2 hours where I can run, I'll just go to the gym. Like I'm using almost 2 hours just to commute there. So I've been running at the gym though when I can, because I do travel around quite a bit. So when I leave the farmer's market, I'm selling there. I've been able to stop at the gym on the way back to the farm. When I'm working with my kids in another city, I'm able on the way back to jump on the treadmill for a quick few minutes, and that's been really good. And so overall, I am working out. Want to let you know that, but things are just changing a little bit. So just wanted to drop you with that. So, kind of a weird way to end the podcast there. I was just kind of ranting there and then realized that that was quite a long segment and didn't really have too much more information. But overall, just want you guys to know that I am still running. I haven't been posting to Instagram a whole lot. It's been kind of busy, but also, just to be honest, I have had a little bit... I wouldn't say that I'm deep in depression right now. I've just been battling to try to stay out of that. And so haven't been as interested in doing social media in that, because I'm really more focused on myself, and I'm just trying to be where I'm at and be present. So apologize about that I haven't been posting a lot lately. But it has been a little bit crazy. I think everybody can understand with the holidays, probably after the beginning of the year, things are really going to pick up here on this channel and that. But I do have some things coming up with some of a couple of my other companies that I've started, which, you know, makes me sound like I'm some highfalutin person. But, you know, just like probably a lot of people that are listening, I'm just a serial entrepreneur. So I have a couple projects that I've already been involved with. It's not anything new, but I'm kind of ramping them up, and they're going to end up becoming part of Barefoot Philosopher, or Barefoot Philosopher is going to become part of them, I guess, because it's actually relatively newer. But anyway, just so you know, I'm going to pull those projects in, and it's kind of a one piece anyway, because those things have to do with wellness and being a better person, and nutrition, and you know, living a more clean, nutrient filled life. And so they're gonna just mold perfectly in here with the Barefoot Philosopher, which is just how things should work. So look out for that. But thanks again, guys, all the feedback, those of you who comment on the photos on Instagram and that, those of you who've been checking out the link that I have in the bio there, that I now have a YouTube and a Facebook page and all of those things. Thank you so much for checking those out. And if you haven't already, feel free to click through there. Let me know how you like this podcast. If anybody uses the Anchor app, I would love to hear a voicemail there. If you want to give me some feedback on the voicemail, and you might even make it into the show, because those voicemails on Anchor are able to be transferred right into the show. So I think that is really cool. That's how I create these podcasts, is on Anchor. If you notice, we are on iTunes now. I am very excited about that. We have been on Spotify, and so that's very cool as well, because those are the two platforms that I listen to podcasts on the most. And so I'm really happy that we were able to get approved on those platforms. So guys, and especially the cool thing about the iTunes podcast store is that you can download those episodes right into your device and take them on your run or take them out with you. So I think that's pretty cool. I try to keep my podcast fairly short because it's just me. And so how long would you really want to listen to me? So I'm glad for those of you who have been listening. Maybe you listen to this and you listen to several other podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. One day here, hopefully I'm going to bring in some guests in that. I've talked to some people that have been inspiring, and I'm not quite at the level where I'm like, hey, would you want to be on my podcast? Nor do I have the equipment, but I think that that's something I would really like to do, because overall, I want to inspire people that might be in the same spot that I was a year ago, and maybe I could help them. But also, you know, this is just kind of a journal for myself of what I've been doing and what's going on with this time period in my life. So once again, thank you for tuning in to the Barefoot Philosopher Podcast. My name is Damien, and I look forward to speaking with you soon.